This is the Everything EV Podcast by EV Powered.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Everything EV Podcast, a weekly show that brings you the latest news, views and opinions from every corner of the EV industry. I'm your host, Charlie Atkinson, and in these episodes we'll be discussing everything to do with electric travel, so whether it be cars, bikes, boats or even planes, we'll have it covered. We'll also be speaking to people from within the industry to get their views on the EV space, as well as other features such as electric car reviews, electric motorsport coverage, and much, much more along the way. This podcast is available on all streaming platforms, so be sure to subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from to receive every single episode as soon as it's released. And please do go back and check out all our other episodes too. Today, we're joined by Chris Allen, the Managing Director of the London Electric Vehicle Company. Earlier this week, I visited LEVC's manufacturing facility in Coventry to find out more about the company and also to take one of its iconic electric black cabs for a test drive. The review of the taxi will be coming very soon to our YouTube channel, but whilst I was there, I was also able to sit down with Chris Allen to discuss the history of LEVC, the company's direction and its new electric vehicle technology. So Chris, yeah, thanks for inviting me down. First of all, nice to meet you as well. Now, I've been here for a couple of hours and had the full LEVC immersive experience. Now we'll come on to all things LEVC in a little while, but straight after this I'm going to be taking a TX out on the road and testing. So can you give me a bit of an overview of the taxi and what I can expect? Is it completely different to any other electric vehicle, or yeah, what's it like being behind the wheel?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, no, it's great to have you here and to be part of this. And I think it's a really interesting podcast that you do, talking about the challenges in the wider EV space. So good to be part of it. I think it's fantastic that you get to drive one of our sort of world-leading electric taxis. I think everyone's sort of synonymous with seeing them on the streets of London, understanding them for an iconic image of what London is in terms of safety, accessibility, and the standards that you come to expect. But I think getting behind the wheel of a TX is something very different as well. It's very unique. It's a very premium experience. It delivers a lot of ride handling and comfort. We have a lot of technology that goes into our vehicle that you'll find in Formula One and supercars, you know, in the aluminium bonding structures. Gives a ride performance that you absolutely would not expect to see in what is otherwise a commercial vehicle to support people getting around London and other city centres. I think in terms of the electrification as well, I hope that you get that seamless experience where, you know, if people haven't been in electric cars before, you're instantly wowed and impressed by how convenient, how easy and how accessible that technology is now. And delivers a range that really alleviates any of those fears that I think exist out there. The handling side that you will experience, I mean, find the tightest spot and the narrowest road that you can and experience that turning circle, because for a big vehicle, almost 5 meters long, it really does turn on a sixpence and absolutely gives that sense of control and freedom that nowhere is off limits on the road structures that we have.
Are you an electric vehicle driver yourself? Have you been on your own EV journey?
Yeah, I have been on my own EV journey. You know, before joining LEVC, I was at JLR and there at the launch of the I-Pace. I've had different iterations of electric vehicles. I currently drive a hybrid XC90 from Volvo, but you know, for me, I think, you know, even in that space on the hybrid side, I think what's always amazed me the most is that you really don't need much mileage and much range to actually do pretty much everything you would expect to do in a vehicle. So I think my current hybrid maybe has got 30 miles of range or 33. Very rare is it, unless I'm doing long journeys, do I ever need to use anything but electric. And so I think, you know, that convenience, that accessibility is just improving, and the confidence is rising regardless of all the negative press and the scaremongering that goes on.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about that. The last podcast we had was Quentin Wilson, who obviously formerly of Top Gear and now works with Faircharge, and that whole podcast really was about misinformation within the EV space. So obviously it is the London Electric Vehicle Company, but what is the overall mission of the company? Because obviously you do work in the EV space, so is there a bigger picture to all of this?
Yeah, so I think the misinformation is a huge piece, you know, because education is everything in this sector. And both for the drivers, I mean, for us, they're commercial operations. They cannot afford to be down and not earning their fares as they run. I think as well, a lot of the government engagements we have is about making sure they fully understand the electric journey And that's not just about delivering an electric vehicle and making sure it can charge. That is everything from supply chains, you know, mining operations through to localization and the infrastructure that sits behind that and all of the regulatory and the insurance markets that sit behind that as well. So it's a very complicated space, and it is delivering a technology solution that is quick to adopt at scales that never existed when ICE engines were being implemented 100 years ago, and that have had 100 years to develop their technology. And we're expecting to be at the same level of performance, the same level of infrastructure, the same level of accessibility that is very hard to deliver in a very short time window. I think, you know, more generally for us, the that electric journey for taxi drivers, we adopted electrification. You know, this facility that you've seen is the first UK factory dedicated to the manufacture of electric vehicles. We were a transitionary technology in where we've brought the TX to market. So it's a range extending technology. It still has a small generator for the battery itself. And that largely helped to address a lot of the fears of going into the commercial market at that stage. Going forward, in May, we launched our new SOA platform. That's space-orientated technology that is there to sort of open up that electrification offering through LEVC, to grow the LEVC brand from supporting the legacy and the iconic nature and the trade that is the taxi hackney carriage market, but then to build on that and offer these mobility solutions in a zero carbon, fully electric, accessible way that is adaptable for in the van space, the taxi space, as well as the consumer space, moving into those different dynamics and making sure we have a product offering at the larger end of vehicle segments.
Mm. You spoke about when the company sort of pivoted towards electric vehicles. I think it was in 2017. Mm. What was the, I know you weren't there at the company at that time, but what has been some of the feedback from some of the clients that you've had? Because obviously this is probably a bit stereotypical, but if you imagine a stereotypical taxi driver, obviously they might not be the most welcoming towards electric vehicles. It is quite a divisive technology. So what has been some of the feedback towards these from taxi drivers and from other clients that you've had?
Yeah, so I think that sort of making people understand that journey into electric vehicles, I think we deliver a lot of confidence in those early adopters with the range extending approach that we have in our current product. But generally, I think once people have sat in the vehicle and started to use it and get the benefits of it, there is very, I mean, every single taxi driver that you speak to or I speak to and you know, encourage anyone just to sort of get that feedback. If you don't drive electric yourself, just hear from people that make a living out of driving electric taxis. All very positive in terms of the handling and the use experience, and the adoption now within the taxi segment isn't, you know, it's not a barrier about going electric, which is really reassuring. I think outside of London, you know, we work with non-Hackney, which, you know, other service sectors. For me, that is moving away from the exterior image of a black cab and making people understand what it is that it offers in terms of that space, accessibility, usability. So, you know, an area that we're pushing now into is about patient transfer and about mobility within care homes and schools that have transport needs that are outside of the ordinary, and doing it in a way that delivers that instant reassurance of safety, of quality, built through a legacy manufacturer that is advancing electrification into a different way of supporting clean air in the cities and electrification in that journey.
Yeah, and it's not just taxis, is it, that LEVC produces? Sorry, so could you just give us a bit of an overview, sorry, of all the different models that you produce and all the other markets that you serve?
Yeah, so I think, you know, our core product, you know, our halo product is very much the TX. We've been making that since 1908, and that has stayed as a progressive technology to support the transport and accessibility needs. On top of that, in 2020, we launched our VN, which is taking the platform and delivering a range-extending technology van solution as well for commercial operations. It delivers at the more premium end of the van segment. And then outside of that, we've looked at different conversion models and other activities. So I think, you know, for us, it's not a wide product offering in its current guise, but moving towards SOA is very much sort of the space-orientated architecture is going to deliver us five different strands of activity to build product through.
And when you touch on the SOA, and you mentioned that some of the other products, they're a more premium offering. I know you touched on this in one of your previous answers, but what is it that sets these vehicles apart from anything else that exists on the market?
I mean, you know, the taxi in itself is built to a highly regulated environment within London to meet the needs of the public more than anything. And so we build to those requirements. And I mean, that really does give an accessibility in the taxi segment that no one else can deliver. I mean, the TX is without doubt the world's leading electric taxi solution, purpose built on the market. And that is all about the wheelchair accessible built-in integrated ramps. That is the braille and hearing loops built in. It is the safety that's delivered for the passengers and the taxis drivers through the dividing screens. It is that adoption into electric and showing that this technology works, and that actually, you know, the total cost of ownership as well is one of those areas that, you know, is hard to understand until you actually own an electric vehicle and run that program, and you realize the servicing, the maintenance, the performance levels make huge savings in the way that you operate those vehicles.
And I just wanted to just shift and talk about yourself for a little while. You mentioned earlier that you previously worked at Jaguar Land Rover, and you've been here now for coming up to 4 years, if that's right. I had a little bit of a stalk on your LinkedIn yesterday. So I just wanted to talk about how you've seen the company develop in your time here. Obviously, it's grown massively, as you can see, but I couldn't believe the size and scale of the facility when I turned up today. So yeah, could you just speak about how you've seen the company evolve over your time here?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, for my background that you've touched on, you know, I originally trained as a marine biologist, you know, and then moved through through the water sector regulated environment into law, corporate lawyer within environmental projects and solar farms, and then moved into JLR, where I got a very good education in terms of the automotive space and the international sort of operations that sit around that. So for me, coming into LEVC with that background that's grounded in sustainability, ecosystems, environmental sort of focused strategies, coming into LEVC, the underpinnings of the business were really strong. You know, the product that we deliver, the way that the business wants to grow itself has been a cornerstone that, for me, a lot of the work has been about removing some of the accepted understanding of what our business is and making it more visible about all of the benefits that our business operates around, and making sure the business as a whole understands what it is, the intrinsic value within our product, and how to grow that and to get people behind that messaging of what LEVC is, which is a business that is transitioning to not just being an automotive, but moving towards being a zero carbon mobility technology provider. And that's not unique in the automotive sector, to sort of recognize that we're moving away from being, you know, engineered hard products into technology products, which we need to engineer the solution around, right? And LEVC is very much at the cusp of delivering some really exciting technology, some really accessible electrification products, leaning into the relationships that it has through the Geely Group, which is a phenomenal organization in terms of the scale and the reach that it has across the automotive sector as a whole. And LEVC is very much a cornerstone that's drawing in a lot of that knowledge and capability and skills and resource to grow even further. And so over the last 4 years, I've seen a growth mentality in terms of appreciating all the synergies and the opportunities that sit there. I've seen a real change in the focus towards what the future product direction can look like. And I've seen a real embracing sort of mentality from the workforce in terms of what our product is. It's not just black cabs. It's a whole lot more in terms of this electrification journey that, you know, us, the UK, global sort of automotive environment's going on as a whole.
And what, in specific, what have been some of the most significant milestones that you've seen for the company? You spoke about the SOA, which I know was massive for the company, but what other things can you touch on that have been real big key moments for the company since you've been here?
I mean, you know, yes, SOA is a huge cornerstone because, you know, that's delivering a platform that isn't just for the next product or the product after that. That's creating a foundation that will deliver the next 20 years of plus of product that this business will start working towards. So, you know, there is hands down no bigger sort of celebration than we've had of delivering that. And the key behind that SOA is not that it's a concept platform, it's, you know, it's a fully designed, developed, engineered platform with all of the supply chains behind it and all of the partnerships that need to create that. And now it's the exciting phase of delivering the solutions that sit on top of that around an electrified journey and the partnerships that we can create with that. You know, for me, that's one of the biggest and standout sort of opportunities and achievements of this business. I think more broadly, you know, huge achievement in this business has been the change in the culture and the way that we've been working to grow everyone into that understanding of what this business is and what it can be. And creating these group partnerships and working arrangements that are just seeing the world grow exponentially every day in terms of the touch points and the knowledge and the way of sharing that capability. And within that, working more broadly within the automotive environment that is the UK and finding what our specialisms are and having those collaborative discussions in what is a fiercely competitive market and one that is rapidly changing at a pace that is very difficult to keep up with.
Mm. You touched on the growth of the company there, and I said before we started this interview that when I turned up today, I couldn't believe the size and scale of the facility. Like, LEVC has been one of those companies, but I've seen the taxis on the road and sort of pointed out to my partner and said, oh, look, there's one of those electric taxis. But I don't think many people will appreciate just how, the size and scale of the company. So could you just give us a bit of an insight into that? Like how many orders are you doing, or how many markets do you operate in? Just sort of paint the picture of just how big LEVC is in this day and age.
Yeah, so I think, you know, people recognise our product around the world. It's one of those few brands that you don't need to, you know, really know anything about us, and you instantly go to any corner of the world and most people have a reference point of a black cab and know that that's related to London. But we are much bigger than that and broader. You know, we have dealerships, maybe 21 across Germany. We have dealerships across the rest of Europe where we work in selling shuttles and the vans. We have arrangements in Egypt and Mexico. We have importers in Australia and Japan, across the Middle East. We sell our vehicles. And we've got that sort of broad span of network that is much bigger than a small OEM that just builds for London. You know, we are much bigger in our operations and footprint. You know, the facility that we're in now is as a result of a £500 million investment from Geely to sort of create a footprint that can manufacture at full operations at 36,000 units a year of fully electric vehicles on a very advanced technology. And so the scale of our operations is probably built more to support a growth mindset of what this business can be rather than just building a business around what the London market is. And I think it's sort of trying to take all of those DNA strands that make this brand unique through that taxi and expand that into a much wider product offering and allowing people to start seeing LEVC not just as the black cab, but saying, wow, this is a phenomenal vehicle for, you know, vans or utility or consumer if you need an MPV sort of option, built with the legacy of the black cab at its sort of heart, which I think is a really exciting prospect as we all move into vehicles being more about the space that we occupy as vehicles become more connected and become more sort of technological in the way that they operate and connect with our lives as well.
Mm, that fits quite nicely into my final question, really. I like to end the podcast with these questions, and I appreciate it means you have to sort of get your crystal ball out. But what does the future look like for the company? What can we look forward to see from LEVC? Without giving away any top secrets, what does that future look like over the maybe the short-term future and then the long-term vision as well?
I think, you know, the short-term future is one where I think, you know, people will start getting a better sense of our brand and the product and where it sits within the market. I think, you know, we will start to see different offerings coming to the consumer's hands in the near future, which I think will be an exciting prospect and something that delivers at the next technology level of electrification that starts giving people that assurance that they can, you know, charge 200 miles in 10 minutes on the next level of technology. Those sort of pieces that completely erode any kind of anxiety about what the technology is. In the long term, you know, absolutely LEVC on the larger scale, you know, we are a large product in our DNA, will be delivering absolutely in the high volume of electric vehicle manufacturers for the UK, but as a big export piece as well, and working globally in the way that we operate and that recognisable brand. So I think there's a lot of things in the pipeline that really at this transitionary stage where everyone's trying to find their space, everyone's trying to understand where they fit in, and all the markets are sort of, you know, at this tipping point of working out whether to hold on to the legacy or move into the next phase of activity, we're sort of just at that cusp of bringing in a new wave of technology and capabilities.
That's all for this episode. Many thanks for listening, and if you liked it, then please do check out all our other episodes and be sure to subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from, so make sure you get every single episode as soon as it's released. For daily news coverage, features and much more, you can also head over to evpowered.co.uk. Thanks once again for listening, and we'll see you on the very next episode of the Everything EV podcast.